He's alive. Oh, really? If you're glad he's alive, say amen.
Amen.
That's better. All right. He is risen.
He is risen indeed.
Oh, you all are so good. I didn't even have to ask you to practice. That's great. Well, if you are joining us this morning, thank you so much for being here this Easter Sunday of 2023. We are so grateful that you have chosen to join with us today. If you are a guest, welcome. And we hope that our service will be a blessing to you. If you have any questions after the service, feel free to be able to just stop somebody and ask them, and we'll try to answer those questions for you. Hopefully when you came in, you received a bulletin. Let's take it out. Let's kind of go through those. We had Easter breakfast this morning. So if you missed that, oh well.
Oh well.
If we're still here next year because Jesus hasn't come, we'll do it again next year and you can join us then. Tuesday evening, we have men's Bible study here at the church at 7 p.m. Wednesday, we have Joy Bible study here at the church at 1 p.m., continuing on in our study of the book of Romans. What? I don't. That's not on my script, so I don't know what to do with that. Thursday night is Awana.
No. You don't get to pass it up that easy, Sambo.
I'm not done yet.
Oh no. We're gonna stop right here and sing to you, sir.
Wait, it's Easter. You can't sing to me on Easter.
That's okay. Jesus can wait for just a second. Let's pray. Yeah. Let's sing for Pastor Sam.
Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday, dear Sam. Happy birthday to you.
Thank you. Thank you. It's not till Wednesday, though. Okay, it's not today. It's not till Wednesday. So you can come and sing to me on Wednesday if you'd like. No, that's okay. All right. Okay. So on Wednesday, we still will have Joy Bible study here at the church at 1 p.m., still continuing on in our study of the book of Romans. On Thursday, the day after my birthday, we will have Awana, and it is Gorilla Night. So that'll be really great. Hey, you know, thank you to all who helped provide food for our Easter breakfast. And I want to say thank you especially to Christy and to Jared for the crepes and all of the stuff that went along with that. That was really, really great. There's a whole lot of other announcements in the bulletin. That's why it's important for you to be able to have one. If you didn't get one when you came in, please make sure that you grab one off of the information table on your way out this morning. Are you glad you're here this morning?
Yes, yes, yes.
You know, here at Lake Hazel Bible Church, every Sunday is Resurrection Sunday. Every Sunday we celebrate, we appreciate, we learn about what Jesus has done for us. Isn't that right? Those of you that are regular attenders. So if you're a guest and you want to celebrate with us every Sunday morning, you come and join us every Sunday, not just on Easter. But we're looking forward to all that God has in store for us for these next few moments. Are you? All right, let's go, worship team.
All right, would you all stand with me for this first couple of songs? Christ the Lord is risen today. We got to wait all year to sing this song. Why? Good answer. Christ the Lord is risen today. Alleluia. Sons of men and angels say, Alleluia. Raise your joys and triumphs high. Alleluia. Sing ye heavens and earth reply. Alleluia. Lives again our glorious King. Alleluia. Where, O death, is now thy sting. Alleluia. Dying once, he all does save. Alleluia. Where thy victory, O grave. Alleluia. Love's redeeming work is done. Alleluia. Father, Father.
fight the battle won. Alleluia. Death in vain forbids him rise. Alleluia. Christ has opened paradise. Alleluia. Soar we now where Christ has led. Alleluia. Following our exalted head. Alleluia. Made like him we rise. Alleluia. Ours across the grave, the skies. Alleluia. Celebrate, Jesus, celebrate. Celebrate, Jesus, celebrate. Celebrate, Jesus, celebrate. Celebrate, Jesus, celebrate. He's risen. He is risen. He is risen. And he lives forevermore. He is risen. He is risen. Come on, celebrate the resurrection of our Lord. Celebrate, Jesus, celebrate. Celebrate, Jesus, celebrate. Celebrate, Jesus, celebrate. Celebrate, Jesus, celebrate. He's risen. He is risen. He is risen. And he lives forevermore. He is risen. He is risen. Come on, celebrate the resurrection of our Lord.
Amen. Give the Lord a round of applause and let's be seated as we continue this morning. He is good. Oh, it's good to be in church this morning. Amen.
Amen.
You know, every year I look forward to Easter. It's like Super Bowl for church. It's awesome. Amen. It's so good.
One day when heaven was filled with his praises, one day when sin was as black as could be, Jesus came forth to be born of a virgin, dwelt among men, my example is he. The Word became flesh and the light shined among us, his glory revealed. Living, he loved me. Dying, he saved me. Buried, he carried my sins far away. Rising, he justified freely forever. One day he's coming. Oh, glorious day, oh, glorious day. One day they led him up Calvary's mountain. One day they nailed him to die on a tree. Suffering anguish, despised and rejected, bearing our sins, my Redeemer is he. The hand that healed nations stretched out on a tree and took the nails for me. Living, he loved me. Dying, he saved me. Buried, he carried my sins far away. Rising he justified freely forever. One day he's coming, oh glorious day, oh glorious day. One day the grave could conceal him no longer. One day the stone rolled away from the door. Then he arose over death he had conquered. And now is ascended, my Lord, evermore. Death could not hold him, the grave could not keep him from rising again. Living he loved me, dying he saved me, buried he carried my sins far away. Rising he justified freely forever. One day he's coming, oh glorious day, oh glorious day, oh glorious day. One day the trumpet will sound for his coming. One day the skies with his glories will shine. Wonderful day, my beloved one bringing. My Savior Jesus is mine. Living he loved me, dying he saved me, buried he carried my sins far away. Rising he justified freely forever. One day he's coming, oh glorious day, oh glorious day, glorious day. Glorious day.
Would you pray with me? Heavenly Father, thank you so much for the truth that you have promised to us for our future. Not just that you healed us in our past and that you took away our sins, but you have something in store for us like you, resurrection. Lord, we are so hopeful for that day when we get to meet with you face to face. Oh Lord, we long for that day. Thank you, Lord, for what you did for us on the cross. Thank you, Lord, that you rose again to prove to us, to guarantee to us that hope that we have for our future. We love you, Lord. We thank you in the name of Jesus. Amen. Our ushers are going to take this morning's offering as we continue.
How great the chasm that lay between us. How high the mountain I could not climb. In desperation, I turned to heaven and spoke your name into the night. Then through the darkness, your loving kindness tore through the shadows of my soul. The work is finished, the end is written. Jesus Christ, my living hope. Who could imagine so great a mercy? What heart could fathom such boundless grace? The God of ages stepped down from glory to wear my sin and bear my shame. The cross has spoken, I am forgiven. The King of Kings calls me his own. Beautiful Savior, I'm yours forever. Jesus Christ, my living hope. Hallelujah, praise the one who set me free. Hallelujah, death has lost its grip on me. You have broken every chain. There's salvation in your name, Jesus Christ, my living hope. Then came the morning that sealed the promise. Your buried body began to breathe. Out of the silence, the roaring lion declared the grave has no claim on me. Jesus, yours is a victory. Death has lost its grip on me. You have broken every chain. There's salvation in your name, Jesus Christ, my living hope. Hallelujah. Praise the one who set me free. Hallelujah. Death has lost its grip on me. You have broken every chain. There's salvation in your name, Jesus Christ, my living hope. Jesus Christ, my living hope. Oh God, you are my living hope. Oh death, where is your sting? Oh fear, where is your power? The mighty King of Kings has disarmed you. Delivered and redeemed, eternal life is ours. Oh praise his name forever. Hallelujah. Christ is risen from the grave. Hallelujah. Christ is risen from the grave, and all throughout eternity our song will be the same. Hallelujah. Christ is risen from the grave. Hallelujah. Christ is risen from the grave. Every victory is yours. Every victory is yours. You rose, you reign. Death is buried in the grave. Hell could not defy your name. You rose, you reign. One name holds every victory. One voice that silences the enemy. One King who reigns for all eternity. Jesus, 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 Jesus. Shine, Jesus, shine. Fill this land with the Father's glory. Blaze, Spirit, blaze. Set our hearts on fire. The river flow, heavens with grace and mercy. Send forth your word, Lord, and let there be light. Let there be light.
Wow. Are you glad you came this morning? Only going to get better from here. And that was good, but it's only going to get better. All right, children, come on down and we'll get you ready for Children's Church. Look at them coming. So have you all had a good Easter so far? Yeah? Really? Good. How many of you have already had chocolate? How many of you already ate the ears off your bunny rabbit? Go ahead. You can admit it. Oh, you're waiting till later. Okay, good. What? You didn't eat any yet? Okay. All right. Father, we're just so grateful that we could be here this morning. Thank you for your goodness. Thank you for your graciousness. Thank you for the reminder that the tomb is empty because you rose again. Father, we're here to celebrate that. We're here to be able to say how much we love you because you loved us so much that you sent Jesus to go to the cross. But he didn't stay on that cross. Yes, he was buried in a borrowed tomb. But 3 days later, he rose again. We don't have a dead spiritual leader. We have a living, risen Savior. And Father, that's why we're here this morning, to be able to give him the praise and the glory and the honor that he so deserves. So Father, I pray that that's where our hearts will be. I pray that that's where our lives will be as we leave this place in just a little bit. For it's in Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Right. Go ahead and have a good time. While they're being dismissed, turn to Matthew chapter 28 in your Bibles. Now, if you've already looked at the sermon title in the bulletin, you will see it says a pretty good Easter sermon. And I'm going to explain a little bit later what that means. But a Sunday school teacher had just finished telling her third graders how Jesus was crucified and placed in a tomb with a great stone sealing the opening. Then wanting to share the excitement of the resurrection, she asked, "And what do you think were Jesus' first words when he came out of the tomb?" A little girl in the back of the room shot her arm into the air and leaped to her feet and shouted excitedly, "I know! I know!" "Good," said her teacher. "Tell us, Bethany, what did he say?" Extending her arms high into the air, she said, "Ta-da!" So this morning, ta-da! The tomb is empty! He's not there. He came out of it. I don't know if he said ta-da, ta-da or not. But you know, it is so appropriate for 10A, isn't it? You all know, right? That the resurrection of Jesus was indeed a ta-da moment. Jesus' resurrection has touched the lives of believers throughout the ages. That's right. Ta-da. Jesus is risen. This is the day that we celebrate. Especially celebrate the resurrection of our Savior Jesus. And you know the response, right? He is risen. Great. Good job. In the real estate business, there are three important rules to remember. And these three rules will determine whether a piece of property is going to sell quickly or not. And the three rules are these: location, location. You're way ahead of me this morning. All right, location. What matters most is where the property is located. Even if it is old and crumbling down or has out-of-date appliances, it will sell if it's in a desirable location. Location is the key. The buying and selling of real estate is all about location, location, location. When I was in college, I was with a group of guys that were studying for the ministry as well. And one day we were sitting in the cafeteria and one of our professors came in to have some coffee. He was the professor who was responsible for teaching us future preachers the art of preaching. By the way, I never did take his class. So some of you might go, that explains a whole lot. Okay? But while spending time with us, the question was asked, what makes the perfect sermon? And I'll never forget his answer. He told us that the perfect sermon should have 3 points in a poem. I've never forgot that. Now, I do not always preach a 3-point sermon, nor do I always preach the perfect sermon. maybe never. But today, because it is Easter, I am going to preach a really good Easter sermon, I think, because it has 3 points in a poem. So here are the 3 points I've come up with after great contemplation from our text here in Matthew chapter 28, verses 1 through 10 for this Easter Sunday. Are you ready? Here's the 3 points. Point number one, he is risen. Point number two, he is risen. Point number three, he is. You guys are way ahead of me. All right. So those are the 3 points. So if you walk out of here and you don't remember anything else, remember this. He is risen. Good job. All right. Hopefully by now you found Matthew chapter 28. Let's read verses 1 through 10. Now after the Sabbath, toward the dawn of the first day of the week, Mary Magdalene and the other Mary went to see the tomb. And behold, there was a great earthquake, for an angel of the Lord descended from heaven and came and rolled back the stone and sat on it. His appearance was like lightning, and his clothing white as snow. And for fear of him, the guards trembled and became like dead men. But the angel said to the women, "Do not be afraid, for I know that you seek Jesus who was crucified. He is not here, for he is risen, as he said. Come, see the place where he lay. Then go quickly and tell his disciples that he is risen from the dead. And behold, he is going before you to Galilee. There you will see him. See, I have told you." So they departed quickly from the tomb with fear and great joy and ran to tell his disciples. And behold, Jesus met them and said, "Greetings." And they came up and took hold of his feet and worshipped him. Then Jesus said to them, "Do not be afraid. Go and tell my brothers to go to Galilee, and there they will see me." Now, wait a minute. How could Jesus say to these women, "Go tell my brothers," and by saying brothers, he was saying, "Go tell my 11 disciples," because remember, one of the disciples is gone at this point. "Go tell my brothers, go tell my disciples that I'm alive, that I've risen, and that I'm coming to Galilee to be able to see them." How could that happen? Because the tomb is what? Empty. Why is the tomb empty? Because he rose again. And so this morning I want us to consider these three important points that we've already gone over. Point number one, he is risen. Now here, two women make their way to the tomb of Jesus. As you read this, did you come to this question? What were they looking for? Why were they going? What were they expecting to find? I suppose they expected what you and I would expect if we went to visit the grave of a friend or a loved one, that the grave or the tomb would be undisturbed. You certainly would not expect the body of your friend or loved one to be gone, would you? And yet, that is exactly what these women experience. And then while they're making their way to the tomb, there's a great earthquake, which probably shakes up their mood and probably everything else. And an angel sent by God descends from heaven, and this single angel rolls back the stone from the entrance to the tomb, and then what? Sits on it. Makes it a chair. Makes it a comfortable place. It no longer is holding whatever was supposed to be in that tomb. No longer holding what was in that tomb, because what was in that tomb was no longer there. So the angel said, "Well, we don't need the stone to be able to hold the body of Jesus in the tomb, so I'll just use it as a chair." And then the angel looks at them, shining like a lightning bolt. Can you imagine how shocking this was for these two women to witness all of this? It is really incomprehensible. And the behavior of the guards tells us how unusual this was. They panic to the point that they pass out. And they pass out so deeply as though they themselves are dead. They weren't dead, but it was as though they were dead. But the women keep it together. And then the angel speaks to them. The tomb is empty because he is risen. He is risen just as he said. If you study the book of John, you'll see that many, many times John records for us that Jesus said, I'm going to die, but I'm not going to stay dead. I'm going to come back to life. I'm going to rise again. I'm going to be resurrected. I'm the resurrection and the life. He stood in front of the temple once and told the Jewish leaders, if you destroy this temple in 3 days, I'm going to raise it up. And they didn't understand what he was talking about. They thought he was talking about this structure that was standing behind him. They didn't realize, John goes on to explain to us, that he was talking about the temple of his body. And what did Jesus do? After his body was broken, after his blood was shed on the cross, after he was taken down off of that cross and placed in that borrowed tomb, what did he do 3 days later? He rose again. The angel said, he's risen just as he said. These women came to a place of death, and yet there they found life. You know, this is a life changer. This is a life-altering encounter for these women. Not even death could defeat Jesus. He is risen. Though they were afraid and probably unsure about what all this means for them, they realized that nothing, no nothing, will ever be the same. And you know what? When you and I come to the place of hearing about Jesus dying on the cross for us, being buried in a tomb and rising again the third day, and we come to believe in Jesus as Savior, it's a life-changing moment for every single one of us. And I hope this morning that if you are here and you've never believed in Jesus as Savior, that you'll do that this very morning, that you will not walk back through those doors the same way that you came in, that you will acknowledge in your heart, that you will acknowledge in the quietness of your mind that you believe that Jesus is your Savior. And not only did he die on that cross for you, not only was he placed into that tomb, but he rose again on the third day. And you have a living Savior. Now the angel commands them to go quickly and tell the disciples that Jesus is risen, that Jesus is no longer dead. And the angel tells them that Jesus is going ahead of them to Galilee. So what do? They leave the tomb and they go to tell his disciples. And can you imagine on the way there, they must have been filled with all kinds of emotions. They were filled with both fear and joy. That's what Matthew chapter 28 tells us. And then Jesus meets them on the road and he says, greetings. And they are so elated that they come right up to him, bow down before him, and embrace his feet. Let me ask you something. Do you remember the time when you believed in Jesus as Savior, when you embraced him as Savior? They recognized who he was. And what was their response? They worshiped him. That's what we do every Sunday here at Lake Hazel Bible Church. We worship the risen Savior. He is risen. He is risen. He is risen boldly and bodily from the dead. That brings us to point number two. He is risen. Not only have the women witnessed the empty tomb, the earthquake, and the stone being rolled away by an angel, but now they have experienced personally the risen Jesus. How about you? How about you? It's not too late. It's not too late. You can do that this very moment. And for them, it's crystal clear. He is risen. Jesus is risen. Then Jesus tells the women, do not be afraid. Go and tell my brothers to go to Galilee, and there they will see me. Jesus tells them, go and tell. Jesus commands them to go and tell the good news of the resurrection. You know what? As we've been studying the book of Acts, we've been talking about God's mission. God's mission for his dedicated disciples, those of us who believe in Jesus as Savior. And what's that mission? To go and tell. to go and tell that Jesus died on the cross, to go and tell that Jesus died to be the Savior of the world, to go and tell that Jesus not only died on that cross, but he rose again on the third day. That's God's mission for every one of us, to go and tell. Yes, Jesus died on that cross. Yes, he was buried, but he rose again 3 days later. And we need to tell people that. And we need to tell them that all who believe in Jesus as Savior will have eternal life. We sang about that this morning, didn't we? About Jesus coming back and us being able to be with him for how long? Forever and ever and ever. You see, when we believe in Jesus, he gives us that gift of eternal life. And someday, we're going to be able to go to the place that he is. In John chapter 14, Jesus said, I go to prepare a place for you. And when it is finished, I will come again and receive you unto myself, that where I am, there you will be. Wow. He's preparing a place just for you. And he's coming back. He's either coming back in the clouds, and that could happen at any moment, or he's coming back to get us through the avenue of death. I pray every day that today's the day he comes and gets us in the clouds, don't you? You should be. We all should be, especially if we believe in Jesus as Savior and we know that we've received from him that eternal life. That leads us to point number three. You're going, what? Whoa. Okay, point number three. He is risen. So the women go and tell, and those in turn who heard go and tell, and those that they told share this message with, all of those in turn go and tell. And that message has been being told over and over and over again, and it's being told in this very place this morning. And in this way, the message of God's redemption of mankind from sin is passed down through the ages, through generations, to you and to me, to this very Easter Sunday here in 2023. And maybe today, God will bring someone across your path with whom you can tell this message to. Are you hoping for that? Are you looking forward to that? Are you praying for that? I hope so. And the fact that Jesus is risen may seem confusing to some and unbelievable to others. You know, it is unbelievable. But yet God's word tells us that hundreds of men and women were an eyewitness to the risen Jesus. Now, there have been skeptics through the years. Skeptics who said, yeah, maybe not. There were skeptics even in Jesus' day. That's why Pontius Pilate said, we're going to seal the tomb. We're going to take that tomb of Joseph of Arimathea and we're going to seal it. We're going to put a big stone in front of it. Because Jesus, I know that Jesus said he's going to rise again. You know, we're not going to take that chance that he was right. There have been skeptics. In fact, after they discovered that the body of Jesus was no longer in the tomb and the tomb had rolled away, when the soldiers came to report that back to the authorities, the authorities said, don't say he rose again. Don't say he was resurrected. Say that somebody came in and stole the body. There were skeptics even back then. There are skeptics even yet today. But yet God's word tells us that in the 40 days after the resurrection, before Jesus ascended back up into the Father, like we saw in our study of Acts chapter 1, that he appeared to hundreds of men and women. And if we listen to the testimony of all the people that Jesus appeared to, we would be here all day and all night, and even longer than that. Do you realize it would take over 128 straight hours just to hear a 15-minute testimony from all those that saw the risen Jesus? Jesus demonstrated that there is life after death. And there weren't only one or two witnesses. There were over 500 who saw the risen Jesus. That's pretty good evidence, isn't it? It's pretty good proof. Not all 500 people would be able to tell the same lie in the same way. Would not be possible. But all of these witnesses said that they saw the risen Jesus. He is risen. He is risen. He is risen. The tomb is empty. And you know what's amazing? That sometimes we as adults, we overthink this. As adults, we overanalyze this. As adults, we kind of pick this apart. But you know about children? The children that we just dismissed, they don't have a problem believing this. They don't have a problem understanding this. And they don't have a problem accepting this. Even children understand that something special happened on that very first Easter Sunday. There was a boy named Philip. Philip was born with some physical and intellectual limitations. Philip attended a third grade Sunday school class with several other 8-year-old boys and girls. And typical of that age, some of the children did not readily accept Philip with his differences and often made fun of him. One Sunday, the teacher brought some legs, pantyhose containers. You remember those? Remember those? They were kind of good size. The pantyhose fit inside the legs. If you don't know what I'm talking about, Google it, okay? All right. They don't come that way anymore. You can go to Walmart and you can look and you can still buy legs pantyhose, but they don't come in the little plastic eggs or the good sized plastic eggs anymore. But anyway, she brought these leg containers, and each child was instructed to go outside on that lovely spring day and find a symbol of new life and put it in the egg-like container. So after running around on the church property, expending lots of energy, the students returned to the classroom and placed their containers on the table. Surrounded by the children, the teacher began opening them one by one. After each one, whether a flower, a butterfly, a leaf, a blade of grass, the class would ooh and aah. And then one was opened, revealing nothing inside. The children exclaimed, "That's stupid. That's not fair. Somebody didn't do the assignment right." Then Philip spoke up and said, "That one's mine." The children turned on him, saying, "Philip, there's nothing in there." Philip insisted, "It's empty because the tomb is empty." Silence followed. And from that day on, things changed for Philip. He became a fully accepted member of the class. Philip died not long afterward from an infection that most children would have lived through, but because of his limitations, he couldn't survive. And at the funeral, this class of 8-year-olds marched up to the coffin, not with flowers, but each one of them laid inside the coffin an empty pantyhose egg. Why? Because the tomb is empty. The tomb that Jesus was placed in is empty. Can I let you in on a little secret? You could go to Israel today. You could go to Jerusalem today. And as you're walking the streets of Jerusalem, there will be people who will tell you, "Shh, come here. You want to see the tomb that Jesus was in? It's right here. Hey, you know what? Have you seen the tomb that Jesus is in? It's over there. Hey, no, you know what? The tomb that Jesus was in, it's really over there." They have about 3 or 4 different tombs for people to go and look at that supposedly Jesus was placed in. I don't know if any one of them is right, and it doesn't really matter because you can go and look in all of those tombs, and you're going to see the same thing in all of them. What are you going to see? Nothing. Nothing. Why? Because there's nothing there. Now, you can go to the tomb of Joseph Smith. You can go to the tomb of popes. You can go to the tomb of other spiritual leaders. You can go see where they're buried. You can go see where their final resting places are. But you can go to Jerusalem. You can look in any one of those tombs, and you're not going to see a spiritual leader. You're not going to see a savior because his body isn't in there. Because he what? He rose. He's risen. He's risen. He is risen indeed. And Jesus' resurrection has become the inspiration for many, many a song, many, many a hymn, many, many a poem. I want to close this morning by sharing a hymn written by a lady named Anne Herring titled The Easter Song. You're probably familiar with some of these words. Hear the bells ringing, they're singing that we can be born again. Hear the bells ringing, they're singing Christ is risen from the dead. The angels sitting up on the tombstone said he's risen, just as he said. Quickly now, go tell his disciples that Jesus Christ is no longer dead. Joy to the world, he is risen. Alleluia. He is risen. Alleluia. He is risen. Alleluia. Alleluia. He is risen. The tomb is empty. He is risen. He is risen. He is risen. Ta-da! The Lord is risen indeed. I hope that as you celebrate in whatever way you're going to celebrate the rest of this Easter Sunday, that your focus will be that Jesus is risen. He is risen. Father, I thank you for this reminder from your word that Jesus rose again on the third day. He is risen. He's not in that tomb. And Father, we can believe in him as Savior because he's risen. Father, he can grant to us and promise us and then deliver on that promise of eternal life because he is risen. He is in heaven today sitting at your right hand because he is risen. He's in heaven preparing a place for us who believe in him as Savior that we're going to be able to enjoy for all of eternity because he is risen. He guides us. He protects us. He blesses us. He takes and intercedes for us because he is risen. He is the focus of our hearts and lives as we believe in him as Savior because he indeed is risen. In Jesus' name, amen.
Would you stand with me for this last song, Because He Lives?
God sent his son. They called him Jesus. He came to love, heal, and forgive. He bled and died to buy my pardon. An empty grave is there to prove my Savior lives. Because he lives, I can face tomorrow. Because he lives, all fear is gone. Because I know he holds the future, and life is worth the living. Just because he lives, how sweet to hold a newborn baby and feel the pride and joy he gives. But greater still, the calm assurance, this this child can face uncertain days, because Christ lives, because He lives, I can face tomorrow, because He lives. All fear is gone, because I know He holds the future, and life is worth the living just because He lives. And then one day I'll cross that river, I'll fight life's final war with pain, and then as death gives way to victory, I'll see the lights of glory, and I'll know He reigns, because He lives. I can face tomorrow, because He lives. All fear is gone, because I know He holds a future, and life is worth the living just because He lives.